You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Very exciting news is that Coco Solid has been added to the lineup for Rhythm and Alps, which was already pretty stacked. And we had a chat with Coco yesterday, which was a real pleasure. It's always awesome to see what she's been getting up to. And we're going to listen to that conversation right now. Coco Solid, it's a pleasure to have you back in the studio. We spoke to you about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, actually. And it was a wild time in Tamaki Makaurau. We had the Ihu Matau eviction notice just being served. You guys had just put out Aroha Bridge. It's been a big old year. We've had a pandemic since then.
Yeah, she's been a full and fruitful time. Big matariki hours, right? Like renewal, but also throwback.
Yeah,
hard out. Throwback and reminder of this time last year. But a lot's happened, and yet meditative, nothing at all's happened as well.
Yeah.
Both and.
It's been a really interesting time for music and for musicians. How have you sort of found the last couple of months?
To be honest, I kind of just really activated home body mode. And in that sense, I think I had it easier than some of my more extroverted pals, you know, who were really in the exhibitionist struggle.
Yeah.
I was able to really work at home, and I've been hunkering in my bunker, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I've just been squirreling away. Of course, I had the standard issue psycho pandemic moments that anybody worth their salt has, but it has been this very weird psycho-spiritual wavy time for me, and I've just been riding that wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just making different things and getting different projects started. Quietly, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to start. Like, a lot of people have been saying that it's either been a time where they felt they couldn't make work, or where ideas that they'd kind of put on the back burner started to maybe bubble up a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, when you render capitalist the hallucination it is, you know, capitalism, people really get to see what it's really about. They have to kind of really confront themselves, but also they can allow themselves to dream more. They got more time in the day, and so they can really audit what it is that's been nagging at their conscience and what it is they've been wanting to say.
We were talking off air before about this awesome podcast that you did for the Pantograph Punch called If You're Looking for a Sign, This Could Be It. It's awesome. It's like a sort of stream of consciousness, trippy as, wonderful soundscape. What was the idea behind that?
To be completely honest, I just kind of got inside this mindset during lockdown where I felt like I was downloading lots of information. And the podcast was just a really cool way to share those thoughts. And because it was so messy and raw, but also freaky, I think it touched a lot of people. I was really underestimating the response to that. But like I said to you, I did it in one take because I knew if I listened to it back, I would change the shit out of it and just be like, damn, I ain't saying that. But because I just went there, it was really just a mashup, like a call to arms, but also like soothing pat on the back, don't beat yourself up, but also maybe slap yourself across the face when you need to. We all in this mess together. And of course, you know, that led into what I think is literally like civil war in the States, and the the collective consciousness kind of really getting the memo about a lot of truths. So it's been quite a potent time, to be honest.
It has.
And I think it's been really rich if you are someone who likes to walk in the arenas of the collective consciousness and the political state of things, as well as being, you know, but buzzy and creative. It's a good, it was a yeah, it was a good spot to be in for me, I think. Yeah, on a personal level.
I think that it's been amazing to see the like tidal wave of social consciousness that we've kind of seen roll out from America in the last while. I mean, it's not new, this context, but it's sort of been brought to a head because of everything maybe that's happening with the pandemic. I've been so, like, I think excited's maybe the wrong word, but just so, yeah, maybe excited is the right word, to see the kind of incredible way that our black communities in New Zealand and also black musicians have been able to maybe have their moment as well to say, hey, hang on, we're here as well and there's some stuff going on here. What's been your sort of thoughts on that?
My thoughts, yeah, they're the same as they ever were, but they are slightly more intensified in the sense that this shit is as old as the hills. And it can be quite jarring to really see people processing, I think, the basics and celebrating that or imploding about that when, you know, you can get a little bit salty about it.
Yeah.
But of course, it's reality, you know. It fits in with the sci-fi premise of the year 2020 very well. You know, I think 2020 is the girl 2012 was trying to be.
So true. You know, grew up and she came back.
I was all on this shit on 2012, like, yeah, man, like the aliens gonna come for our neck, yo. But, you know, if they come through in like a month and a half's time, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
We're ready.
Yeah.
Take us.
For real. And so, yeah, my whole view on it is, yeah, you know, in terms of Aotearoa, it's tino ranga tiritanga all day. In terms of the treatment of our black siblings globally and in the States, I'm just like, take back what's yours, you know, smash white supremacy, and let's enable each other to do that in our various contexts, because it is all interconnected. So yeah, I just I tried to stay at the psychic coalface of that conversation in big and small ways, you know. I just try and do my best, and I think everybody should really just start from there. Yeah, that's just my opinion, you know.
I think it makes a lot of sense, and the psychic coalface is a really good phrase. I'm going to borrow, I think, because that sums it up.
We stay there with our pickaxes, you know, and we just really, like, crack into it on the daily. That's the way to do it.
A year since Aroha Bridge came out, and that really was the psychic coalface. You guys were like predicting what was going on left, right, and centre.
Yeah, right. That was, yeah.
Do you want to explain to people who maybe need a refresh in their memories what some of those parallels between your amazing cartoon series Aroha Bridge and actually what was just going on in Aotearoa at the time were?
Yeah, well, first of all, if you haven't seen Aroha Bridge, what the hell's wrong with you? You need to get on that now. You go to Google right now and you watch, you know, our cartoon, please. But secondly, yeah, the parallel that was happening between the storylines and the gags in the show were being mirrored in real time in a not-so-comical, satirical sense at Imatau. You know, we had episodes about fighting for your right to protest, and yeah, we had episodes about, you know, Māori law and I guess how media perceptions of black and brown people feeds into how those communities then become policed. And yes, it was a very freaky time for me. Aroha Bridge being my baby, of course, but to see it kind of being conversation with the reality, especially when you've been working on it for 2 years prior. And then, yeah, that was strange. But also, again, these themes are enduring.
Yeah.
Same old shit, they're timeless. Unfortunately, so when you go to depict that or speak your truth to power, of course it's going to be, oh, me too, because, yeah, racism is an everyday affair. I just am always trying to look for ways to, not necessarily... Yeah, I am. I'm always looking for ways to kind of heal it and through pop culture, you know, make these ideas more accessible and less intimidating to myself, my peers, and the generations coming up behind us, so that they understand that they're allowed to be feeling these things, and they're allowed to be unpacking these things, and they're allowed to be big mad about these things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So it was cool. I mean, cartoon, being a mouthpiece for something so serious. What a world.
Yeah. This is 2020.
Yeah, for real. For real.
It's really cool to see Hanel Harris's awesome new series, Sis, as well, kind of do that too in a comedy sketch show format.
Absolutely. Look, the wahine are out here just really... really crushing it. Hanel is no exception. She's super ambitious for our people, especially representations. Like myself, we both met on the table of Ahikarua, which is the bilingual soap on Māori TV. Y'all should watch that as well.
That was my flatmate's lockdown watch. She binged the whole thing from start till finish, and she was like, I need another series now.
A very guilty pleasure, juicy hours, Ahikarua. But, yeah, I think all of us who are in this racket together, be it any creative medium, we know that it's our obligation to be, to be really speaking truth and offering real representation into the canon, not this, you know, representation with capital letters, lowercase, capital letters, you know, the real deal. So that's the lifelong mission, I think, when you're working on screen. Again, any kind of art, and you a person of colour.
And music-wise, one of the reason why we're sitting here today is very exciting. It's because you're going to be performing at Rhythm and Alps, which is awesome.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling good about that. I mean, I like to... I'm not necessarily on the circuit anymore. I just like to play like the odd show that feels really special to me and where I feel like... my ambitions as a performer and the kind of, you know, the ideas that I have can really shine. And so, yeah, they asked me and I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds cool. I'll go to Queenstown for New Year's. I'll hang out in Cadrona on the Alps, you know,
flash.
And just like, yeah, totally flash. I'm like, see you there. But yeah, for me, it's just a cool chance to really play out again and do something kind of weird and buzzy. And also, yeah, the organisers have been really cool about it.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, we really want to see you there. We want people who kind of align with your ideas and your peers that I'll be bringing down a few people as well.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I think it will be really fun. Spent on living under a regime just so to others you make sense. I have been
going to see across the whole festival circuit this year a lovely celebration of what is actually happening in Aotearoa, like what's going on in this scene.
Yeah, and I mean I've always been like an advocate for all of the sonic magic that we have being in the South Pacific and all of the unique work that we can do only here, and that applies to pop cultural storytelling, and that applies to musicianship, all of the good stuff. And so to see this really hard out local lineup in a place of privilege as well, like Aotearoa, in terms of, you know, COVID-19 is, we are in a good spot and we need to really acknowledge that and respect our position in a global way. And this is kind of one of those things where your local canon of artists and just local stuff in general really should be coming to the forefront more.
Yeah.
And this is, I guess, my way of participating in that and just being like, yeah, girl, I'm out. Yeah, you haven't seen me for a while.
Doing my nails.
Yeah, done my nails. Nails on, the hair is on. Like, let's do it. So, yeah, it's just kind of activating in our own way. And, you know, I hate the term giving back, but especially when you're getting something out of it. But it's our way of just, you know, contributing to the and fortifying our cultural bonds together and really just keeping our stuff healthy and alive.
Well, music is the great connector, eh?
It's
what people come together on.
Yeah, and I mean, I've started the Queenie Control Project, which is, you know, it's a range of things. It's the website, dear listener, it's Queenie Control. KUINIQONTROL.com, because I'm fruity like that. And so we have like heaps of storytelling on there just from, you know, in our voice. I don't necessarily like try and control it and put it into the industrial complex of music journalism or arts journalism. I just let people talk. And the other aspect of it is a podcast with my friend Manu Vaya, who is one of the members of Whānau Spa with me. And the third part is like a record label model, which is really not being a record label at all. It's literally just helping people start their own record labels and put out their mahi independently, because I think, you know, the record industry is super toxic and there's a lot of power in being sovereign over your body of work, like the privilege I feel I've experienced. And so you're really just, I feel like we all need to be working at the framework of music as much as we are making music or performing music. We need to be looking at how it's being made, where it's being made, and making it like sustainable and offering more opportunities for people to be like, yo, I'm allowed to make music. It's like, you are, girl, like, get in the booth.
Sometimes it's people haven't been told that or haven't been felt like that there's something they can do.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I feel like that's a huge part of my practice is literally just demystifying and, spilling the truth that it's like, you're allowed to do it. People are just literally tricking you out of yourself half the time. Or there's a real elitism about who's allowed to make what and, oh, you don't have this piece of gear or this software. Oh, too bad for you. I'm like, that is all straight garbage. Straight garbage. If you have the source, you've got the source. It doesn't matter what mic you're using. And that's like straight up. It doesn't matter what gear you're on. You know, if you've got something to say or you have kind of this unique ability, even if it's only in your opinion, you know, I'm shading myself because, you know, I'd say the first kind of leg of my work was definitely like on the smell of an oily rag in a dream. But yeah, the last few years have been so amazing because it's literally me spilling the secret to a lot of people in my community, like run up on them, you know. So it's been cool. Been working with Brown Boy Magic, Anna Scottney, gonna start working with Samara Alofa, and of course, you know, just people in the community, getting people their bag.
Yeah.
Getting people, because talent be talent, you know, especially in my community, which is, you know, mainly musicians of colour and Māori and Pacifica talent all around me. So it's been cool to just like really help push these waka out. So lots of cool new music is going to come out from these people in the next 2 or 3 months.
That's so exciting to hear.
Yeah, that's we're going to really flood exciting. The market, baby.
Yeah, well, we're here for it. We can't wait. Give us the tunes and we'll absolutely play them.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, Coco, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you, as per.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
anytime, and can't wait to see you kill it at New Year's as well.
Come on down, fam. Come to Queenstown, fam.
Thank you so much to Coco Solid for having a chat to me yesterday. Coco has just been announced as the latest addition to the Rhythm and Alps lineup, which is looking very, very stacked, alongside the likes of 660, Fat Freddy's, Shehad, Benny, the Phoenix Foundation, Quicks, Chaos in the CBD, Wax Mustang, Reb Fountain, Racing Truth, Trey, Fairbrother, Furby, K2K, There's a Tuesday, and heaps more. We've now got Coco Solid, probably Tamaki Makoto's most prolific polymath. She does everything. She makes amazing music. She runs her own record label and podcast. She makes awesome, awesome TV, both animated Aroha Bridge, and also is a writer on Ahikarua, and just one of the coolest people out there at the moment. So thank you so much, Coco, for having a chat. It is a real treat to be able to see Coco perform live as well, because as she said in that conversation there, she's not really on the circuit at the moment. So if you want to see her alongside some friends and a whole bunch of other new awesome artists that have just been added to the lineup, then you should head on down to Queenstown for New Year's. I reckon that'll be a really good time. This is from the Cokes mixtape that came out in 2018 on Waitangi Day, and it features the absolutely phenomenal Queen Kapusi. It's But That Voice Is Still There.
Always got a pep in my step, and you always stay salty, catching your breath. Regulate counterfeits, I'm ahead of the rest, because I did for years, still say I'm the best. The same Trojan horse, no Trojan wars, because I shut down boys that don't open doors. The same moldy princess, straight out of orcs. The same holy voice for you and yours. I am not the funny of a high, I'm a sigh, I'm a choir, I'm the church of the sigh, burning up, I'm a flame, I'm the same, I remain in a place where you still cannot touch the cool real deal. Never long enough, and you can take the bait, but not advantage of. Look through the notes from a time I'm sublime, and I remind motherfucker, I can do what I want. Whatever they want from me, shit, I can do that easily. Whatever they need from me, but they don't get that shit for free. Got everybody checking around. Hi, I'm not available right now, because I'm off the ground, verified to the masses. You cannot pretend that you were down. You can't simulate, pay for the essence. I transcend, I'm out of your range. You wanna put me on the stage? Tell me what to say. Well, you gon' learn it don't go that way, bitch. Whatever they want from me, shit, I can do that easily. Whatever they need from me, but they don't get that shit for free.
Boosties can't shoot for shit, the clip don't run. You can't cage a bitch, pay me for a wish. You're tucked on, stay winning. Stay posted in the air while you're mad. Stay wrapped in your feeling. Pretty bitch with the F-U. Tongue stay strong, lyrical ninjas too. Mine in, I stay in flux. You stay in flirtatious with the clout. Watch your mouth, what you about? Saying what? Huh? I can't hear, speak louder, bitch. Stay one, huh? I can't hear, that speak louder, bitch. Stay one, huh? I can't hear, that speak louder. What you saying?
This is Coco Solid and Queen Kapusi from the absolutely phenomenal mixtape Cokes. That still sounds like it came out yesterday, even though it's now 2 years old. That's kind of just how Coco Solid rolls though, eh? Everything she does sounds fresh. So that's very exciting. She's just been added to the lineup.
for Rhythm and Alps. If you want to see the full lineup, you can jump on the Rhythm and Alps website. It's going to be a very, very good New Year's. And if you've never been down to Queenstown before, this is a pretty good excuse to, you know, book yourself a flight and have a very nice time, I reckon. Whole bunch of awesome people performing, and it is a hugely exciting lineup of acts from all across Aotearoa. So thank you so much to Coco Solid again for chatting to me. I'm looking forward to seeing some of those artists that she is working with at the moment release some tracks. That's going to be really exciting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.